因为我们有暑期圣经学校，非常的棒。我就觉得孩子比我更可爱，我不会跟他们跟他们攀比。我到下个星期再开始讲约伯记。我只是想把上个星期没讲完的今天讲完。我们现在再回头上个星期讲到以弗所第六章。上个星期我们讲到以弗所书教导我们如何作为基督徒在职场中来工作。如果你只是以前没来过教会，今天是因为孩子来教会，给你一个15秒的一个复习。我们以弗所书看到说如何来过基督徒的生活。这在以弗所书的结尾看到了这个三种不同的关系。
And he is saying, if we are living as Christians, it will affect all of these relationships.
如果我们过基督徒的生活，这会影响到我们这三种关系。
Paul could never accept the idea that to be a Christian meant you came up and you were baptized.
保罗从来不会接受这种说法或者想法，就是你作为基督徒不过是上来受洗。
And then you said, God, I will see you in heaven.
然后就给神说，神啊，我们天堂再见了。
But there's really nothing more for us to do until then.
但是在这个在天堂之前，我们没什么事可以做了。
For Paul, that idea was impossible.
对保罗来讲，这种想法是简直是没法想象的。
He knew that when Jesus said to someone, follow me, it changed everything of their life.
因为保罗知道当耶稣说跟随我，那会改变你生活的方方面面。
Paul's whole life was changed.
保罗的整个生命都翻转过来。
While I was in Hong Kong, I was reading back through Paul's life.
当我在香港的时候，我又重新读保罗的一生。
And I realized something that I never saw before.
我看到一些我以前从来没有看到的东西。
And maybe everyone else here already knows this, and so you will say, "Wow, you are really a slow learner."
如果大家可能在座的每一位都已经知道这一点了，所以你说我肯定是一个学得很慢的人。
We have Paul's in Acts.
我们在那个《使徒行传》里有保罗的那个，就是他的生平。
Part of his biography in the book of Galatians.
我们在《加拉太书》里也有他部分的他的生平记载。
Back then, they never put dates on any of these.
但是不幸的是，在那个时期，他们写他的生平从来没有把那个日期，那是事情什么时候发生写上。
No one said this happened in 48 A.D. and let you do the math real easy.
如果他们要是说哦，这是公元44年发生的，那我们就可以做一个知道说每件事情做一下数学，什么时候发生的。
And so last month I was rereading all of it, and I started to put the pieces together.
上个月呢，我再重新读，然后把这个各方面的信息拼在一起。
It doesn't say this happened this year, but it will say after 3 years this happened.
他没有说这个是什么时候发生，他说是3年之后这件事情发生了。
So I started to write out on a piece of paper all of the dates that.We can figure out.
所以呢，我就在我的纸上写下来所有我们所能知道的这个日期。
And I realized something I had never seen before.
我就发现了一些我以前从来没有看到的。
We know from Acts that Paul is.
我们知道在《使徒行传》里，保罗就是信主了。
We know then that he goes from there out into the desert.
然后他从那个信主之后，他就去了旷野。
We know then that he comes.Back to Jerusalem.
然后我们看到他又回到了耶路撒冷。
He goes home to Tarsus.
然后他又回到大树，他的家乡。
That's where he's from.
那是他的家乡。
And it tells us that Barnabas goes and gets him and brings him to Antioch.
然后我们又知道说，那个巴拿巴就去大树找到了保罗，把他带到安提阿。
And he begins preaching.
然后保罗就开始传道。
And all the rest of his ministry.
然后以后呢，他就一直在传道，整个他的事工都是在传道。
So I said.That we know.
所以呢，我就坐下来把那个我们所知道的日期都给放上去。
realize there is 8 years.
我就意识到说有八年之久。
Between when he's converted.
就从他信主。
When he goes out into the.
然后他去了那个旷野。
And when he begins to preach and teach.
然后直到他开始传道，中间有八年的时间。
8 years.
就有花了八年的时光。
And I never.Before I just
我以前
imagined, okay, he's converted, he goes out. We know that was 3 years, and now he begins to preach.
我以前就觉得说他信主了，然后去了旷野待了三年，回来就开始传道。
And so I say to myself, what is he doing for these?
然后我在想，他八年之久，他在做什么呢
？And this is what he was doing. I'm convinced.
那就是我就很确信他的八年在做什么呢
？When Christ reveals himself to Jesus, to Paul on.
当耶稣在去大马士革的路上向保罗显现的时候
says, I'm the Messiah.
然后耶稣说我就是弥赛亚
It changes everything about Paul's life.
所以呢就把保罗生命的每个方面都改变了
And he enters a period of about 8 years of figuring out what is my life going to look like now.
所以呢他花了八年的时间再要去想出来说我现在因为我信主了我的生命会是怎么样的我的生活会有怎么样的改变
Because everything about him has changed.
因为他生活的整个方方面面都改变了
You see, for many of us, we put religion in a box.
但对我们中间的很多人我们有时候把这个信仰呢宗教放在一个盒子里
This is our Christian box.
说这个是我们的基督作为基督徒的这个盒子
Sunday morning.
星期天早晨
Maybe Wednesday night
也可能是星期三的晚上
Maybe if we're really good 30 minutes every day to read the Bible
或者我们真的是很好的话每天读30分钟的圣经
So for that period of time we open up the Christian box and we do the things there
所以在那个时间段呢我们就把我们的基督徒的盒子打开我们就做我们要做的
Now close that box
然后把那个盒子给关上了
Open the work box.
然后我们打开我们工作的盒子。
And the work box has nothing to do with the Christian box.
这个工作的盒子跟这个基督徒的盒子中间没有任何的关联。
As I said last week in the Christian box.
在那个上个星期我们讲的，作为基督徒你要诚实。
But someone told me summer.
但是这个今年夏天有人告诉我。
At work, I can't be honest.
在我工作的场合我不能诚实。
I have to lie to do my job.
我必须要撒谎才，我的工作需要我撒谎。
So you see, the work box has nothing to do with the Christian box.
所以看见你看这个基督工作和这个基督徒的生活是没有关联的。
We separate our life that way.
我们把我们的那个生命生活呢放成一块一块的。
Our family box, our marriage box, our children—they're all separate.
这块是我的婚姻，这块是我的孩子，这块是我的家庭，我都分开了。
For Paul, that's impossible.
对保罗来讲，这个是分成一块一块是不可能的。
There's just one big box, and it's
就一个大盒子，一个大的方面。
And that box either belongs to God or it doesn't.
这个大的整个这个生活呢，或者属于神，或者不属于神。
And if it doesn't, then I'm not a Christian. I'm not a believer.
如果不属于神，那你就不是基督徒，也不是一个信主的人。
And if
如果真的是属于神的话
then everything has changed.
那每样事情都改变了。
And what I realized this summer as I was doing the math on this was it took Paul 8 years of figuring out, here is what my new life is going to look like.
所以呢花了保罗八年的时间他最后想出来知道说作为一个基督徒我的生活应该生命看着应该是怎么样的。
So we see part of that in Acts, in Ephesians 5 and 6.
所以我们看到基督徒的生活这个部分呢我们在第五章以弗所的第五六章能看出来一些
How our marriage looks different because we are believers
因为我们是信主的所以我们的婚姻看的应该有怎么样的不同呢
A Christian marriage has different values than an unbeliever's marriage
基督徒的这个价值在婚姻的这个价值观和那个不信主的人是不同的
Our relationship with our children looks different
我们跟孩子的关系呢也是不一样的看的也不同
And then we saw last week
上个星期我们看到
Our relationships at work.
我们在工作上跟周围人的关系也是不同的。
So we began last week looking at the values that guide us at work if we're a believer.
这就上个星期我们在看，就是说我们作为基督徒应该引导我们的这些价值观在于什么
？Paul says, first we work with a sincere heart instead of being an of eye service.
我们要 用一个诚实的心来服侍、来工作，而不是只在眼前侍奉。
Words, I'm not a people pleaser now, but I'm working as if God is my boss.
我现在呢，不再是说是只是为了让人高兴，我工作就是神，好像神就是我直接的老板，我这样态抱着这样的态度来工作。
With diligence instead of half-heartedness.
我是全心的、勤奋的去工作，而不是半斤半三心二意的工作。
Paul puts it like this.
保罗是这样讲的。
Working as to God.
就是好像是为主做的，不是为人做的。
I said to you last week, if I'm working for my team very much,
如果上星期我讲了，如果我不喜欢我的老板，我又为他工作，
I will do as little work as I can get by with doing.
我就是能尽量少做，只要能过关，我就尽量少做。
But if I'm working for God,
但是如果我要是为神而工作，
now I want to give my best.
现在我就要把我最好的给他。
Peace instead of worry was the third thing we looked at.
第三项我们看到的是心里的这个平安，而不是焦虑，是我们。
You see, if God is my boss, I can trust him.
如果神是我的老板，我可以信任他。
I've had bosses that I didn't trust all that much.
我有些老板过去的上司，我并不能说全心的信靠他。
I figured I could work and do my very best.
我就知道说我可以尽我的全力工作得非常好。
And if they found someone else who would do it for 50 cents an hour or less, they would replace me in a heartbeat.
如果他们能发现一个人每小时能够少配少付五毛钱，他们就会让那个人来取代我。
Setting worry is kind of common.
在那种情境之下，那很容易焦虑。
Yes.
但是保罗说
，Christians, we work with peace.
作为基督徒，我们是心里满怀的这种安定、这种平安去工作。
Because who is my boss?
因为到底最终的我的老板是谁呢？是神。
Yeah. And I can trust him.
我可以信任他。
We saw then last week we work with honesty instead of dishonesty.
我们要有诚实的心，而不是说这种不诚实来工作。
Because we are working for Him, being faithful to what He requires is more important than building success in my career.
因为我要对他为他而工作，所以我对他的这种诚实，对他的这个信实，比在这个工作中有成功得到提升更重要。
And then we saw that we would work with generosity and love instead of self-centeredness.
然后我们不是说带着一个自我中心的心来工作，而是带着一个慷慨、一个慈爱、有爱的心来工作。
If he is my boss,
如果他是我的老板，
then I serve with humility and love because I have a boss in heaven.
我就是带着一个谦卑的心来服侍，因为我在天上有一位主。
And I want my work here to please that boss.
因为我想我在地上的工作来取悦这个在天上的主，天上的老板。
And then last week where I ran out of time.
然后上星期我们看，我们那个时间已经不够了。
If I'm working,
如果我是为他工作，会改变我生命的优先次序。
Now I have different priorities than I have if I'm only working from a man-centered point of view.
如果我现在的这个优先次序，这个优先权呢，跟我以前只是说以人为主的这样子，优先次序是不同的。
You see, if you work for someone else, most of us here have a boss, right?
我们在座的每一个人大概都有一位了上司，有一位老板。
So at work, who sets your priorities?
所以在你的工作场合中呢，谁决定你的优先次序呢？
Your boss,
是你的老板，你的上司。
Now you may be.To have a job where you have a lot of independence.
也许你很幸运，你的工作中你有很多的独立性。
But still, ultimately,
但是最终
呢 at some point, you have to report back to your boss and show you accomplished the priorities he set for you.
然后呢，你还是要对你的老板就是负责任，要汇报，告诉他说你是在完成他所吩咐你做的这个优先次序。
I once bought a piano very cheap.
我想买一个很便宜的钢琴。
And the reason I bought it, the reason I got it very cheap, it was very bad condition.
为什么那个钢琴那么便宜呢？因为那钢琴的状况很不好，不是很好。
But it didn't matter to me.
但是对我来讲并不重要。
College to practice on.
因为那个钢琴呢是给那个学校的学生让他们练习的。
And so the case matter.
所以呢，这个外表并不重要。
And I could spend. $1,000 and get the insides fixed up, and it would be a piano.
然后呢，我也知道花2000块钱就可以把这个钢琴修好，它就是一个比较好的钢琴了。
I called the tuner, showed him what I wanted.
然后我就让那个调琴师来，我告诉他我想要要什么。
Made the mistake of paying him the $2,000 in advance.
然后呢，我就预先付给他2000块钱。
And 6 weeks later, he calls me, your piano is done.
然后过了6个星期，他说，哦，你的琴修好了。
I walk in and it looks beautiful. It looks as nice as this one.
然后呢，我进去，哦，这个钢琴外表上看得特别好，就像我们教会这个琴似的。
And I thought, right.
我说，不太对啊。
I play.
然后我就停下来，坐在那儿开始弹琴。
It's horrible. It's as bad as it was to start with.
然后那个琴的声音特别糟糕，就跟原来一样。
And I said, what's wrong with this?
我说你到底出什么问题了？
He said, oh, I decided that the case needed work instead of just this.
然后他说我觉得我应该把这个精力花在这个钢琴的这个外表上面，就是外边，而不是在他去淘汰那个。
I was not a satisfied customer.
我就是一个挺不满，对他这个服务很不满意。
I felt like the boss in that situation, and I ought to set the priorities.
对，我觉得因为我付他钱嘛，那我就是老板，我应该是以我说的为主。
I am working for his priorities, not mine.
作为基督徒，我是要为神觉得重要，神认为优先次序的来工作，而不是我的。
So that means very quickly the priority of stewardship.
所以呢，很重要就是一个管家的这个优先，这个重要性。
Peter says God has given us.
彼得说，神给我们恩赐。
And God expects us to use those gifts to serve one another.
神也期待我们要用这些恩赐来彼此服侍。
A free advertisement for Brother Hong's announcement this morning.
像今天早晨那个红军弟兄所给大家这个一个免费的广告是
Peter, Paul both said,
彼得跟保罗都说了，神是给我们恩赐的。
To use them to serve his church.
让我们用这个恩赐呢，是能够来服侍教会。
And ironically, the word service there is the same word we get deacon from.
那个里边那个服侍呢，那个服侍那个词呢，就是跟执事是同一个词根。
It really is. I'm not making it up.
我不是这个捏造的，这个真是这样的。
You get that phone call that says, "Will you serve?"
所以当你打到电话说你能帮我做这件事吗？你能来
？I hope you will.
你能服侍吗
？Me gifts, I will to serve.
说神啊，你给我这个恩赐是要让我来服侍的。
You can pay me after.
完了之后，我给你讲这个，可以付我钱。
Second priority is servanthood.
第二点呢，一个重要的就是这个仆人的这个心态。
That is
仆人。
God-given priority, not a man-given priority.
是神给我的这个认为重要的，而不是人认为给我这个认为重要的。
Most of us have a priority of leading, being at the top.
我们中间的大部分呢，天然的这个倾向呢，就是我们优先次序，就是我们怎么样能够做最高，爬到梯子的最顶端。
But God's priority for us is service.
但是神的对神最重要的就是一个服侍。
Third significance.
第三点呢，就是重要性。
Is what I'm doing, is the way I'm using my life something that has eternal value?
就是我所做的，我用我的生命所做的，是不是会有永恒的价值？第四个那个重要性在于，优先次序在于
satisfaction,
就是满足。
This comes as a surprise to a lot of people.
这对很多人来讲有点让他们吃惊。
But God really intends our work.To be rewarding and satisfying.
神的心意是要让我们的工作让我们觉得满足，让我们觉得有回报。
Yes, I told you last week there is drudgery in work.
我上次讲到说，在工作所有的工作都有不可避免有那种乏味跟枯燥。
Because we are working in a fallen world.
因为呢，我们是在一个堕落的世界里在工作。
But through that drudgery, come a point of satisfaction in our work.
通过了那个枯燥无味的这种工作呢，这种 我们这个部分呢，我们会能够在工作里找到这种满足。
The reference to jot down, if you want to check me on this, is Ecclesiastes 4, verse 24.
我们如果你想要找圣经经句，你可以看传道书四章二十四节。
There's nothing better for a person than he should eat, drink, and find enjoyment in his toil.
他就说一个人人所能做的，莫强入吃喝，并享受他劳碌所得的。
This I saw is from the hand of God.
他说人莫强入吃喝，却在劳碌中享福，我看出这也是出于神的手。
I think later this fall I'll be coming back to Ecclesiastes for a few weeks.
然后呢今年的下半年秋季的时候我会再讲传道书。
But he gives a wonderful image here.
在传道书里他给我们一个很好的一个解释。
He says your work is something that God gave you from his hands.
你的工作是神从神的手里所给予你的。
To be enjoyed.
是让你能够享受的。
He wants us to find satisfaction in our work.
神想要让我们在这种劳碌中享福，在我们的工作中享福。
The fifth priority, and I'll finish, is
第五个我们讲到的优先次序是
stability.
就是那个稳定。
My favorite example of this in life is Mark chapter 1.
我最喜欢的就是一个例子，就是在马可福音第一章。
Tells us that he gets up early in the morning and he goes out away from the people to pray.
就是耶稣在早晨天还没亮的时候就离开人群去祷告。
And then Simon Peter comes to find him and says, everyone's looking for you.
然后彼得就找到他说，大家都在找你呢。
And Jesus said,
然后耶稣就说，
Let us go preach.
我们可以去别处去，到邻居去传道。
That's why I came.
那就是我为这事而来的。
I love that little story because it shows us something important about God's priorities for us.
然后呢，我很喜欢这个故事，因为这个故事里告诉我们神的优先次序。
And that is this.
就是
Jesus understood there is a time to withdraw away to be filled.
耶稣知道说有那个时间，我们需要离开人群，要让自己重新得到重新得到饱足，要充电，离开人群自己去充电。
And there is pour out in ministry to others.
也有的时光，也有那个时间段，就是你要把自己给出去，在这个事工中。
Finding stability in your career and in your life.
在你的职业生涯跟你的生命中发现那种稳定性。
Is understanding how the different demands must be.
就是要知道如何来平衡不同的这种需求和要求。
Or into work.
有这个需要你把全心给放入这个投入工作的这个时间。
Only do that.
如果你只是在给出去，一直在给。
And there's no times to rebuild yourself.
如果没有时间来重新来建造你自己。
Burn out.
你很快的你就。怎么说呢？就是自己就油灯枯干了，油。
You destroy your family, your marriage, your children.
你会毁掉你的家庭、你的婚姻、你的孩子。
You destroy yourself.
你把自己也给毁掉了。
And you come to the end of your career.
然后你到了你最后这个事业生涯的终点的时候。
Box up the last day, little going away present.
然后你就是在你退休的时候。你把你别人送你的这个礼物给拿起来，这个小盒子。
And you look at that box and realize,
然后你看着别人给你这个盒子，你就意识到。
This isn't much for a whole life.
这个好像不值得我一生的投入。
But yes, at this point, work is important. Over here, family is important. My church is important. And I find with God's help how to pull all of those together in a stable balance.
稳定性呢，就是说我在这个阶段上，我说哦，这个时间呢，这个工作很重要，但是在这个时间呢，我的家庭很重要，然后呢，在这个时间呢，我的孩子很重要，就是说靠着神的帮助，我们如何在各种事情中间有一个平衡。如果你上飞机了
，And they always want to remind you that you could die from this.
他们总是会提醒你，这个飞行你可能会死。
I think they could skip that speech once in a while.
我就觉得说，是不是他每次不需要给你这个安全的这个措施的？每次开起飞之前
But, you know, ，the speech that says you're going to be 35,000 feet up in the air. If we crash, it's all over.
然后他们就那个讲话就说，我们在那个高空中35000英尺，如果这个飞机掉下来，我们就都死了。
They're not allowed to say it that way.
但他不能这样说，所以他们就用别的方式来讲。
But part of what they
但他们讲的其中的一部分是
crash, oxygen's gonna drop.
当飞机这个出危险，飞机要破，就是要真的要掉下去的时候呢，这个氧气的这个袋子会掉下来。
And then they say,
然后他们就说
don't start it to other people first.
说不要首先去把这个氧气的这个面罩呢先去给别人。
Don't put it on your little boy first.
不要说先把那个氧气的面罩给你旁边的孩子。
Put yours on first.
首先呢，把那个氧气面罩放在你的脸上。
When I had children, young children,
当你有
could I do that?
当你有小孩子的时候，你就会觉得我可以这样做吗？
My little girl is screaming, "Daddy, I'm gonna die! I'm gonna die!"
然后我的女儿在那儿，小女儿在小的时候就会单喊，就会说，哎呀，爸爸，我要死了，我要死了。
Saying, "Be quiet while I get my oxygen."
然后我能对孩子说，你等一下啊，你安静，让我自己先把面罩给戴上。
But they understand something important.
但是呢，他们这个飞行呢，飞航空公司知道什么很重
要。And that is, if I don't put mine on, I'm not going to be able to take care of my little girl.
那航空公司知道说，如果你自己不先把那个氧气面罩给戴上，你没有办法去把那个氧气面罩给你的孩子戴上。
Stability.
所以这种稳定性、安定性
says.
这个稳定性就说
Help me in my life to put the priorities of work and church and family and all of this and balance it.To where I am able to serve you effectively.
就是稳定性，就是说，神呐、啊，你给我这种能力，让我能够把工作、把家庭、还有教会、还有各种各样的事情，让它放在一个均衡的位置，这样我自己才有能力去帮助别人，才去服侍你。然后我最后以这个来结束。
I have your stool.
Sure.
If you've gone to a circus,
如果你去那个马戏团
，the lion tamer.
然后那个就是。那个驯狮的那个驯兽员
always has a stool.
他手里面总是有一个那个长凳子。
Here are these huge lions. He's stool.
那个一个大狮子过来，一个勇猛的狮，他就手里边拿了一个这个长凳子。
And I, you know, if this was all that was between me and a lion, I'd just forget it because that's not going to do anything.
然后我想说，如果这个在我跟这个大狮子跟之间只有这个凳子，我最好把这凳子给扔掉，这也救不了我呀。
But I.Read and found out why he uses a stool. 但是
我就去读书，他们就说为什么这个驯兽员是要用这个长凳呢
？When the lion sees the four legs,
当这个狮子呢看到这个长凳的四条腿的时候
，he sees, and he can't decide which one is the danger.
然后呢，那个狮子看，哎，有四条腿，他就在那儿仔细看，然后他就不能决定说到底哪条腿是最重要的，是他。
And this huge lion gets paralyzed by the fact that he has four different places to focus all at once, and he can't do it.
然后呢，这个大狮子，这个勇猛的狮子呢，他就这会儿完全就瘫痪了，因为他有四条腿，他不知道到底哪条腿是应该他集中在精神上，所以他因为他不能决定，所以他整个就瘫痪了，不能行动了。
I read that and I thought.
然后我就读这个，我就想
That's what happens.In my life, if I don't understand God's priorities for my life,
如果我在我的生命中，我不知道神对我生命的这个优先次序哪个是重要，不能集中在那个重要的，那也会发生在我的生命当中。
Many of us get paralyzed because there are so many demands all at once.
因为我们很多时候我们人就瘫痪了，我们没有效果，因为我们有很多很多的要求，各个方向。
Working as a Christian,
作为一个基督徒去工作
，part of it is.
其中的一部分就是
to see work and life through God's eyes,
就是通过用神的眼光来看工作，来看待生活。
To set priorities by what's significant in, from His point of view,
是按照神的眼光来确定我们的优先次序。
And it takes my focus and allows me to focus on one thing at a time.
所以呢，这样子可以让我们一次呢只集中在一件事情上。
Now, please don't go tell a lion.
不要去跟狮子讲这件事情。
Because if they figure this out, it's you know,
如果那个狮子走这个了，大概就不再有马戏团了，没有驯兽员了。
But in our lives,
但是在我们的生命当中
，working as a Christian is looking at life and letting God center us.
所以呢，就是说，我们要让神的这个优先次序，神的这个。 这个主来主导我们的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you for the practical teaching of your word.
神啊，我们为你这种非常有实际的这种教导来感谢。
Help us to look at our career.
帮助我们从你的眼光来看我们的职业，看我们的生活。
To work as people who belong to you.
让我们像一个就是活出来一个属于你的人那样来生活。
And so our work does not have to be a way to prove our worth on our.
所以我们的工作不再成为我们来证明自我价值的一个方式。
But we can work productively, joyfully because we know you love us and you care for us.
因为你爱，因为我们知道你爱我们，你在意我们，所以我们可以有效的、喜乐的来工作。
And we are working for your glory, not our own.
我们为你的荣耀而工作，而不是为了我们自己的荣耀。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Next week we will begin the book of Job.
下个星期我们要开始讲。